This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. There were dozens of famous and infamous figures who died in the year 2011. In the previous segment, which you can also find on this site if you haven't already listened, we covered the famous figures from politics, world affairs, the media, and the business world who passed away over the past 12 months. But there are also some very famous names and personalities who left us in the arena of music, television, movies, and other sectors of our society. But we pick up with our tributes to those who left us from the world of sports. Former heavyweight champion Smokin' Joe Frazier succumbed to liver cancer in November at age 67. Frazier won Olympic gold in 1964 and became best known for his three epic fights against Muhammad Ali. Frazier won the first fight, which many experts consider one of the greatest fights ever. Ali won the next two, and both of them bore the effects of those slugfests for decades to follow. Two other great individual champions died this year. In May, five-time major winner Seve Ballesteros lost a long struggle against brain cancer. Ballesteros claimed three British Open championships and two green jackets at the Masters. Ballesteros was 54. Dan Weldon was a two-time Indianapolis 500 winner, including the race held this year. But a fatal crash in Las Vegas in October took Weldon's life at age 33. Al Davis was a pivotal figure in the growth of the American Football League and its eventual merger with the NFL. His Oakland and Los Angeles Raiders won three Super Bowls. But Davis was also a frequent pain to the league office and was also known for being an eccentric grudge holder that may have well hurt his team over the years. Davis was 82 when he died in October. Bubba Smith was a dominant defensive lineman for Michigan State and then for multiple NFL teams. Younger fans know him as Officer Hightower in the Police Academy movies. Bubba Smith was 66. Leroy Selman was the first ever draft pick of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and while the team took a while to get good, Selman was a dominant force for years. Eventually a Hall of Famer, Leroy Selman died of a stroke in September at age 56. John Mackey was one of the men who revolutionized the tight end position in football. The Baltimore Colts star was a Super Bowl champion, but later in life became a symbol for how a career on the gridiron can take a physical and mental toll. Mackey was 69. Dave Duerson was a star safety on the Super Bowl shuffle in 1985 Chicago Bears. Damaging hits over a long career led to battles with depression, and Duerson took his own life in February at age 50. Ron Springs was a cog in the backfield of America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, in the 1980s. Springs suffered from diabetes, though, and slipped into a coma before dying at age 54. You might not know the name Emory Ballard, but football fans are familiar with his creation, the Wishbone Offense. The longtime high school and eventual college coach died in February at the age of 83. In the baseball world, he was known as the Killer. And why not? Harmon Killebrew smashed 573 home runs in his career for the Washington Senators and Minnesota Twins. But he was also known as one of the great ambassadors and gentlemen of the game. Harmon Killebrew was 74. Duke Snider was one of Brooklyn's beloved boys of summer. Snider was a vital piece of the Dodgers' lone World Series winner in Brooklyn. He was also a part of the team's first title in Los Angeles in 1959. The Duke of Flatbush died in February at age 84. Dick Williams was a successful manager for several teams, most notably leading the Oakland A's to a pair of championships in 1972 and 1973. He also managed the 67 Red Sox and the 84 Padres to pennant-winning seasons. Williams was 82. Chuck Tanner led the improbable We Are Family Pittsburgh Pirates to the 1979 World Series title over the heavily favored Baltimore Orioles. Tanner died in February at age 82. Mike Flanagan was one of those dominant Oriole pitchers to come up short in that World Series, but Flanagan won the American League Cy Young Award that year, and his team did win it all in 1983. Flanagan unfortunately took his own life in August at the age of 59. Bob Forsch died just days after throwing out the opening pitch at the climactic World Series in St. Louis. A member of the Cards' 1982 championship team, Forsch was 61. Matty Alou of the famed Alou Brothers enjoyed a 14-year Major League career. A two-time All-Star and a one-time batting champion, Alou was 72. Hideki Irabu was a highly touted Japanese pitching prospect that never quite panned out for the Yankees. Irabu died in July. He was just 42. In basketball, Lorenzo Charles started one of the most famous plays in NCAA history. His buzzer-beating dunk in the 1983 title game propelled heavy underdog North Carolina State to the title. Charles died in an auto accident in June at age 47. Longtime NBA big man Armen Gilliam also died this year. He was also 47. And a similar story for 90s college standout Robert Tractor Trailer. Known for his incredible agility despite his massive frame at the University of Michigan, Traylor was just 34 when he died in May. And in the world of sports entertainment, pro wrestling legend Randy Macho Man Savage died this year after suffering a heart attack while driving. Savage was 58. In the movies,
we must not disappoint the mighty Caesar. The Romans tell fabulous tales of my bath and handmaidens. And my morals?
The most celebrated actress in Hollywood's golden age died in March. Elizabeth Taylor turned in unforgettable roles in Cleopatra, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and National Velvet. She won an Oscar for Butterfield 8. Also known for her 8 marriages, Taylor was 79 when she passed away after years of declining health. Jane Russell was also a favorite of that era, best known for co-starring alongside Marilyn Monroe in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Russell was 89 when she died in February. Cliff Robertson enjoyed a successful acting career over several decades, in roles ranging from John F. Kennedy in PT-109 to Uncle Ben in the recent Spider-Man movie series. Cliff Robertson was 88. Jackie Cooper was a little rascal who parlayed that child acting career into a successful career throughout his adulthood. Cooper was also 88. Two famed directors also died in 2011. Sidney Lumet brought us films like Serpico, Network, and Dog Day Afternoon. He was 86.
Fly, ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Ken Russell directed films like Altered States and the movie version of the rock opera Tommy. Russell was 84 years old when he died earlier this year. On the small screen, for 20 seasons, James Arness patrolled the streets of Dodge City as Marshal Matt Dillon on the television classic Gunsmoke. The man behind one of TV's most beloved characters, Arness was 88 when he died in June. Peter Falk enjoyed a career on television and in the movies, but it was his role as disheveled but shrewd detective Columbo that made him a household name. Peter Falk died in June at age 83 after a long battle with Alzheimer's disease. MASH was one of the most popular programs in TV history, and the man keeping the medical team of the 4077th in line was Colonel Sherman Potter, played brilliantly by actor Harry Morgan. Also known for his role in the earlier TV series Dragnet, Morgan was 96 when he died in December. In the 1950s, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet was appointment television. Sons Ricky and David were fan favorites. David Nelson died in January at the age of 74.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
Gilligan's Island was a modest success in its original run and then became a smash hit in syndication. The program was the brainchild of producer Sherwood Schwartz. As soon as Gilligan went off the air, Schwartz found that magic again.
That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch became another cult classic and ran for several successful seasons and had an even better run in syndication. Sherwood Schwartz was 94. Jeff Conaway became known for his role as Kinnicky in Grease, but cemented his stardom as Bobby Wheeler on the TV hit Taxi. Conaway struggled with drug addiction while on the show and throughout the rest of his life. Conaway was 60 years old when he died in May.
And now, here is the man who will show you how to feel better, look better, Jack LaLanne.
Good morning. Happy Monday morning to you. Thanks very, very much for letting me come into your home.
Fitness and nutrition guru Jack LaLanne also died this year. Stunningly fit well into his 90s, LaLanne was 96 when he died in January. In music, the world was stunned in July at the death of British singing sensation Amy Winehouse. Best known for her sadly prophetic song about refusing rehab, Winehouse was found dead at the age of 27.
Heaven is in 2 miles away. Closer to it ever be.
Warrant was one of the most popular of the hair bands of the late 1980s and early 90s. Lead singer Janie Lane was found dead in a California hotel room in August at the age of 47. Heavy D was one of the early crossover stars in the rap and hip-hop realms. He died of an apparent heart attack in November at the age of 44.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Jerry Rafferty also died this year. Best known for his hit Stuck in the Middle, Rafferty was 64 when he died in January.
Oh, oh.
Phoebe Snow was a sensation for a while in the 70s. Known for songs like Poetry Man, Snow was 58 when she died in April. Jazz piano great George Shearing also left us in 2011 after an amazing career that spanned decades. George Shearing was 91. She was eventually known best as the wife of Bob Hope. But before their marriage, Dolores DeFina was a very accomplished singer. Dolores Hope passed away in September at the age of 102. We began our look at the deaths of 2011 with the U.S. military taking out Osama bin Laden. Our brave men and women of the armed forces suffered hundreds more deaths this year in Afghanistan and Iraq. Our prayers are with the families of those who gave this country what they treasured most. America also lost three military heroes from earlier wars this year. Major Dick Winters served in World War II as leader of the now-famous Band of Brothers. Of course, it wasn't until 50 years later that the story of those men was told. We also lost the last pilot from the famed Doolittle Raid over Tokyo in 1942. Pilot Bill Bauer was 93.
The old sergeant told me that the quickest way to get to France was to go in the ambulance corps.
And America bid farewell to our last doughboy this year. Frank Buckles was the final living U.S. veteran of World War I. He also spent 3.5 years as a civilian prisoner of war in the Pacific during World War II. Frank Buckles passed away in February at the amazing age of 110. That's a look back at the many famous figures who left us in 2011. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily. Thanks so much for listening.